Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Well, some of the news in the past week has centered around the early release of Michael Moore's new movie, Sicko, which is another one of his sort of in-your-face documentaries, which I like Michael Moore's style,
yeah,
but I hate his politics. Can't stand his politics. He's definitely a socialist, and so that's where you know where the message in this movie is going to go.
Yeah, usually he's great at pointing out what went wrong and bad at pointing out a solution. It's like, well, currently the government's spending $3 trillion on missiles, so we should take that $3 trillion and give it away to poor people because they've got crack addictions and stuff, you know?
pretty much.
There you go.
So I wanted to, Wayne, you'd mentioned that you had a review of Sicko. Now, none of us have seen it. I don't even think it's hit the theaters yet. Has it at this point? Or
evidently, there was a online version available.
Yes, it is online, but it's not an official version. The company that's distributing the film has been cracking down on those who have posted the movie onto sites like YouTube and Google Video and that sort of thing. Because even though Michael Moore has come out and said publicly that he doesn't care if people distribute his movie on the internet, the Weinstein company does care.
I bet they do.
And so they are busy shutting the distribution down as much as they possibly can. But nonetheless, I mean, it's on the torrent sites and it's available.
Yeah. Well, there was a review of it on the rawstory.com, website this week, and it's entitled Moore's New Movie Traces Healthcare Crisis to Nixon Administration. And it goes, Michael Moore has a secret to share. The executives controlling America's healthcare industry don't really care about the health of Americans. Well, I would agree with that. Wouldn't you?
It sounds accurate enough to me.
So far, so good on that. In his latest movie, Sicko, which opens June 29th, Moore uses personal stories from Americans who found themselves in financial ruin because of unwieldy medical bills, examples of superior free care available abroad, and an examination of the pharmaceutical and health insurance industry's political clout. So, right there, again, with the political clout part, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the superior socialized medicine abroad, now, for every one story I hear of superior socialized medicine, I hear 5 or 10 horror stories.
Yeah. So, I've never actually heard any of the superior stories beyond people just touting their system as the best. That the people in the countries have been brought up by the governments there. They've been told in Canada, for instance, that theirs is the best healthcare system in the world. And they believe it. Many of them do. Many of them don't. They come here to the United States to get their treatment done when they need something done. But there are a lot of people that just sort of fall into line and they just parrot that sort of mentality. I don't know if there actually are any really good stories. I'm sure you're probably right. Inevitably, you can pick something out because if you throw enough money at a problem, somebody's going to get some treatment that'll work for them. But it's the nightmare stories that you really need to be concerned with. It's the ones where people are waiting months and months and months just to get seen by a general practitioner who then refers you to a more specific doctor, and then you have to wait more months and months and months in order to get to even be seen by that person.
The good stories really are from people who wouldn't be able to afford medical care at all. For some reason or another, they've spent all their money on Camel cigarettes or on Bush beer or whatever it is that they've done with their money.
Mm-hmm.
They have no money at all, and they wouldn't be able to get medical care supposedly otherwise. And so that at that point, it's touted as, well, we're bringing medical care to the poor people. What it doesn't mention is the 90-something percent of the population that are in the middle classes, lower middle class, upper middle class, that are now getting inferior medical care as a result of the universal health care. The lowest of the low out there who are doing their very, very, very level best to ruin their health with cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, and every other, sleeping out in the rain and God knows what else, Those people are getting superior care by universal health care. Unfortunately, you have to sit with them in the waiting room. But, that's what happens when you go to the emergency room anyway. Those are the people that are being helped. Mm-hmm. And great, I wish that they would. I want them to get better medical care. But I don't think that all of us need to suffer in the process and triple the cost of our medical care in order to do it.
And cause rationing and inefficiencies and so on. What I found interesting was there actually was a piece done about Ron Paul recently on one of the leftist radio shows. And they were pretty objective. But one thing they said, which was kind of cool, was they talked about how when he was a physician, he didn't accept Medicare mm-hmm. or any of the government programs. But what he would do is if somebody couldn't afford care, he'd give it to him for free, voluntarily.
That's the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
Charitable solutions are the right way to go. But Michael Moore's not going to go there in his movie. Did you have more from the actual...
Before you go on, I wanted to make another point. Is something else that they're not mentioning in this whole socialized healthcare thing when they mention Canada is that Canadian drug prices are significantly less because Canada sets prices that it's able... that the Canadian government sets prices that it's willing to pay for each drug. So their prices are significantly less. Well, in some cases... the United States is subsidizing by our higher drug prices. We're subsidizing the research and development of the drugs that Canada is not, the Canadian government is not willing to pay for. So we're paying for it, and we're subsidizing the world's medical, pharmaceutical care.
Yeah, the whole thing's just a mess.
If we changed ours, what's going to happen to the world medical system? Everything's going to go up.
Well, there are also, to be fair, there are also a lot of drugs that don't even need to be developed because there already are cures for them.
Mm-hmm.
They just aren't drugs that are patented. So you have a problem with patents being too generous. So there's false incentives to produce exclusive type products. Of course, you've got the government regulating healthcare and the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission,
mm-hmm.
and they're all breathing down everybody's backs. And just the time it takes a doctor or a medical profession to fill out all these forms and go through all this is adds to the cost greatly. Probably 40% of the cost is just filling out forms.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I like to ask whenever I'm around someone who works in the healthcare industry is, well, how much of your day do you spend filling out paperwork?
That's right.
Sometimes the answers will shock you.
Mm. Yeah.
90%.
And the most important thing with efficiency is making sure that the time with patients, caring for patients, is maximized. And that cannot be done when you're filling out paperwork constantly.
No.
And you're told, you've got to use these drugs because this thing over here is not standard of care, quote unquote. So you've got to use this drug or that drug, which are really expensive and bloated in price. The profit margins on these things are completely insane. And that's fine, except there's a lot of drugs that would not exist if we had a true free market in medicine.
Why is that?
Well, because there were herbs, for example, that have been around thousands of years that do the same thing. And that's what a lot of the drugs were developed from.
Right, except the people that are selling the herbs aren't allowed by law to actually make claims about those herbs.
That's right, because of the FDA. That's correct.
So the FDA, in essence, is sort of protecting all of the pharmaceutical companies in their proprietary formula versions of the same herbs that you could get from... the herbal supplement company.
Yes, exactly. And there are some drugs that are very useful. Penicillin was useful. There are many, but there's a high percentage of them that are really unnecessary, and they've spent hundreds of billions of dollars getting these developed, and then they put their profit margin on top of that, and that's what you're paying in healthcare costs.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got a socialist healthcare nightmare story. Actually, we were talking about socialist healthcare in Canada a couple nights ago on the show, and I pulled something up about one particular doctor in Canada who took a fight, not to bring Canada to a free market, but just a fight to open up some level of private care in Canada. He took a fight all the way to the Supreme Court, and he won.
Mm.
So it's kind of an interesting story, and I will share that with you here in moments. But let's go to Canada and talk to Eric in somewhere. I don't know. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, just to let you know, I'm in Vancouver. And this isn't what I called to talk about, but since we're talking about Canadian health care, I might as well say some things. I believe you were talking about the doctor who won the Supreme Court, and I think the Supreme Court made an amazing statement, which is that you do not have a right to wait and die in a line or something to that extent.
Yeah, I have that quote somewhere here in this article. It was a pretty good, pretty powerful statement that they made, yes.
Yeah, and if you said an example of a horror story, well, because, wait times are so insane, there was a woman in Alberta, and she needed her fetus was dying, and she needs to have it, you know, aborted.
Mm.
So, and it and she it happened right in the waiting room, and like right there, a fetus, and there's blood everywhere.
Goodness.
And it sounds.
We'll bring you back. Hang on, 800-259-9231.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies-on-the-dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are totally free. And that does include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Pork Fest is going on right now. That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's the Free State Project's doing. It's happening right now, going all the way through Sunday. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Get the schedule of events, find out what's going on, and see if you can make it up here. It's not too late. Really, things start to sort of slowly build throughout the week, and then they come to their apex on Saturday. That's when all the really big stuff is going on, and that's when we're going to be out there. As a matter of fact, is on Saturday.
Part of the big stuff.
So looking forward to seeing many of you there.
But we saw they had one of their tours coming through Keene today, one of the Free State Project tour, I guess.
The bus tour, yeah.
Right. And
it was like a van, though.
It was a van. Yeah. Well, you know, we use bus in any manner we please around here. But I happened to see them on Main Street, so I got a chance to talk to some potential Free State movers.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Cool.
Did they have like a tour guide on the bus with a microphone pointing out all the interesting spots?
I think it was Russell Canning.
Oh, Russell.
You know, he's a lot of fun. He's a really fun guy. You know, he might be fringe politically, but he's a great dude, that's for sure.
Russell's completely apolitical, actually, I think.
Well, I think that others might interpret it differently. But anyway, I got a chance to talk to a couple people, Sam and Dale. It was nice.
Right. So anyway, we'll be there Saturday, porkfest.com, as we go back to the phones talking about Canadian health care. And I think actually Eric had called in for a different reason, because you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Eric in Canada, you're back on the show.
Hey, guys. You can discuss Canadian health care after. I just really wanted to talk about a great series that everyone can watch on Video Google called Commerce and Culture. By Paul Cantor.
What is it?
And, it's as it explains. He talks about a very good 10-part series about the history of culture, classical music, paintings, Shakespeare, and how the free market had an impact on that. And he dispels the myth that the free market produces bad art, and he dispels the myth that a centralized art system is needed to have a good art.
Oh, like the public money going to artists, you're saying?
Yeah.
How do we dispel that myth? Because most of us are not going to go and watch this series, so can you sum it up?
Yeah. For example, like in Canada, a lot of our, like the National Theatre and the National Ballet is in Ottawa, and there's this need that you need to centralize the art system. And he uses examples about, you know, in Flanders and Germany, the city-states where Bach was from, and how this decentralized systems of government helped to create good culture because of the competition from rival countries.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying in Canada that it's a good idea to have all the ballet and the highest art in Ottawa. What about the people in Saskatchewan? They don't get to see high art? Or?
Yeah, that's generally the idea. And just one more point. He makes an excellent point about Shakespeare. In Shakespeare's days, his theaters were located with the brothels and the beer halls. So that's how highly the society valued Shakespeare in those times. And he pointed out that if there had been government grants in those days, there was no way in hell that Shakespeare would have received a single dime of money.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right, well, I'll probably post it on your forum.
Thanks, dude. Really appreciate
that. Yeah, that's great. That's a nice piece.
Thank you. And I think it's important to point out that I've never even heard that objection before about, oh, if we don't have government, then we won't have any good art.
I've heard that objection.
I suppose it would come from artists who are getting government money.
Or people that support that.
There are a lot of musicians out there, for instance, and I'm pretty sure there's no musician subsidies in
there
America.
There may be for symphony, but that'd be about it.
Right, but as far as bands and performers are concerned, there's a lot of musicians in America, and most of them aren't making much money, if any at all.
Yeah.
You know, they are lucky in many cases to get something from the bar owner that's having them out to play. They're lucky,
they're lucky to get a CD to get in the bar to be able to play. I mean, that's a whole other level of musician out there.
So even though there's all this competition for in the music world, all these performers out there competing for listeners' ears and their dollars, they still manage to keep cranking out songs, even though they aren't actually necessarily getting rich off of them.
Mm-hmm.
They still do it. Why? Well, part of the reason why we do this radio show six nights a week, why we did it for free for so long, because we love to do radio. They love to do music, and there are plenty of artists that love to do art. They don't care if they sell their paintings or not. I think a lot of artists understand...
Well, they want to, but...
Right, but I think a lot of them understand that realistically... You just have to do it. If you ever want to even have a chance at selling the paintings, you have to get out there and do them for free and show them and not get very much money for them, and then maybe someday you can make some money off it. But I don't think very many of them expect to really make a living off of art, do they?
Well, I think they want to, but it's a long-term goal of theirs.
Yeah.
But you think that they would...
But it's not very realistic, I don't think.
Yeah, you know, I think that when you love what you do... And you do it long enough, and you really love it. I think people get that, and it makes your art more appealing. Or if you're making a product, let's say it's a custom type product, it doesn't matter because art is a custom product in a way, mm-hmm. whether you keep it yourself or you sell it. And those types of things actually work best at a decentralized level. Now, if you're making something fungible like a paperclip or a notebook or something like that, then
fungible
means it's reproducible. It's
okay.
Homogeneous. Yeah.
Mm. There you go again.
Yeah.
Something unoriginal.
Yeah, something unoriginal, right. Then centralizing the production of it makes sense. But most things, including education, that's unique too. That's not one size fits all.
Right.
So there's so many things that actually work better decentralized than centralized in the production of that.
And then, of course, once you get into centralization of art funding, then you get into the normal problems that you have when it comes to government programs, and that is government programs that people want to have influence over, that is, like education, where there are different interest groups tugging at that government money, saying, well, that's not real art, mine's real art, and you should give me the money because, you know, the S-Jesus or whatever it was, you know how people get all upset about the controversial art that comes out of some of the government funding.
Right, I think they're still bringing up Piss Christ from 10 years ago or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
And I have to say that, you know, I find it offensive. And there's
I wouldn't have paid to go and see that.
Right.
And I'm an atheist. I just don't care. I'm not interested in funding art like that. But yet, when you've got government funding of art, then inevitably you're going to be paying for art you never would have wanted to pay for.
Yeah.
And who wants that? If your art's any good... then someone will buy it.
Yeah.
Yep.
If not, then keep cranking it out anyway just to make yourself happy or go find something else to do. You don't have a right to be an artist. You don't have a right to make money. You can be an artist, but you don't have a right to be a profitable artist.
Mm-hmm.
As much as they would like to think that they're just the greatest gift to the art world that has ever existed.
I doubt that there's very many artists out there that are, especially the ones that are trying to break into the business, that think that they are the greatest thing that the art world ever.
Well, the ones that are getting subsidies must think they're worth something, right?
I'm sure they do.
They're demanding the subsidies. And
they're
so,
probably requesting them and getting lucky. Somebody has to get them, right?
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Tom and Chris coming up. Your calls as well. Ladies first, if you make the calls. 800-259-9231 and more about the Canadian healthcare nightmare. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had?
Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free. And some of those features do include the bulletin board system. Got about 250,000 posts there. Over 1,500 people are interacting. They're serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all. And it's all completely free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats can leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you to be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it is Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. What's up, Tom?
Well, on Memorial Day weekend of 2004, an Albuquerque, New Mexico narcotics detective got busted for drunk driving in Red River, New Mexico. And on March 10th of 2005, a 44-year-old Albuquerque, New Mexico police sergeant got stopped for weaving and got busted for driving drunk. And in June of 2005, a 27-year-old Albuquerque, New Mexico police officer got busted for drunk driving after he crashed an unregistered car into a utility pole.
So wait a minute, there's two themes here, right? There's Albuquerque and police officers.
Yeah, and then there was on 9 March of 2006, a 25-year-old Albuquerque, New Mexico police officer got busted for drunk driving after crashing a patrol car.
Oh, boy.
And let's see, what else? A Bernalillo County, New Mexico deputy sheriff got busted for driving drunk, 33 years old, on 3 April of 2006.
I bet it's kind of rare for cops to actually charge a fellow police officer with drunk driving. I bet that.
How often do they let them off?
Yeah, I would think that they would let them off. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you saying that this area of New Mexico is one of the few places in the country that enforces these laws against police officers?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the cops are driving around drunk out in New Mexico because they're bad people. That's what cops do. They drive around drunk. And they go around arresting people for drinking responsibly. I mean, even if they are queers, they still have every right to drink responsibly.
Come on, Tom. That's not nice.
I said they had a right to drink responsibly.
No, you said they were queers.
Nice about that?
What do you mean by that?
You're talking about the cops? They're the queers?
The cops that busted that gym down there in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, right. The story we talked about last night.
Yeah, you're talking about them. And I started thinking, hey, they're out there arresting people very brutally for drinking responsibly.
Yep.
And then they're out there driving around drunk.
Amazing hypocrisy. Thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Just a recap for you, Wayne, and those just tuning in. Last night, the story was that, and I have absolutely nothing against gay people at all. So the story was that in Albuquerque, there was this gym, a gay gym, where they were having sort of an after-hours shindig, a party, and they had some tacos and some liquor, and the cops busted in, pointed weapons at everyone in there, and then proceeded to run checks on everyone, which took at least an hour, apparently. And the patrons were in their 70s, many of them were. And so that's where he's pointing out, I guess, the hypocrisy, that it's, okay, so they're going to go in and bust this party up and force these 70-year-old men to lay on the floor while they're handcuffed and waiting to be processed while they get to go out and drink in their squad cars.
Oh, I know. And the 70-year-old gay guys are really testy.
Testy. Is that a pun? 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Chris in Indianapolis. Chris, what's on your mind?
Speaking of gay yesterday, Mark called me gay.
Did he? Why?
I called in about the shrine.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I was one of my male listeners. But anyway, after he called me gay, I went and I joined the ANT program.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
congratulations.
And,
that always happens.
But never got a confirmation email when I tried to sign up for the BBS. So should I just email you?
Yeah, go ahead and email me on that. I'll take care of it. Sometimes it messes up. I don't know. Maybe it happens from time to time, or maybe your email dropped it or went into the spam pile or something like that.
Well, that's cool. But anyway, I wanted to talk about Tom and his cop thing. I don't like cops either, but I don't know. I don't like cops. There was this one cop, you know the U.S. Grand Prix, the F1 race?
It's a race, but it is a race, I'm sure.
It was this weekend in Indianapolis. And I was down there driving around, and, like, you know how they got the roads coordinated off? And I was just pulling up. I pulled up to a cop. There was a gaggle of them, and I was just, you know, asking him where I should I go. And the guy was just being a total, you know, not a nice guy.
A jerk.
Yeah.
He wasn't acting like somebody whose paycheck was paid by you.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking that exact same thing today. And that's just, oh, man, it's ridiculous.
That's how they tend to be. Not all of them are that way. Some of them.
I've found a lot of good directions from police officers. Then again, I've gotten lost from directions from police officers, too.
A lot of them are really cool. But, man, those ones that aren't, they want you to do something to them. Or they want you to, you know, I mean, what I did was I looked the guy right in the eyes, and I just rolled my eyes like he was nothing. Because, God,
you got to be careful with the ones that are like that too.
Because
if you ask them for their badge number, you ask them for some identification, they could get really uppity. They could trump up some charges. They could. You never know. I mean, they're dangerous. They're like rabid animals. You have to treat them with kid gloves. Basically.
Maybe not rabid animals, but like wild animals. You never know what it's going to do necessarily. Well, a strange dog. That's a better analogy.
Yeah, I was going to say. You know, if you have any kind of preconceived notion about cops. They're going to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to approach every police officer objectively, like, this is a good cop until proven otherwise. Everyone with me starts with 100 points. And if you do that, most of the time you're not going to be putting out something that's going to trigger them.
I think that's probably good advice.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. Chris, any other thoughts?
No.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I'll tell you, it can be difficult, though, when you do a radio show where six nights a week, you have a tendency, you're reading about people that are abusing their authority, and a lot of those people happen to tend to be police officers. It can be very difficult to look a cop in the eye and think, this is a good person, I need to deal with them on a one-on-one.
I don't think that it's a good person. I don't think it's a good person up front, but I will give them the benefit of the doubt until they prove otherwise that they're a scumbag. I mean, I don't necessarily, I like to presume that people in general are good until they prove themselves otherwise. Cops, I have a tough time giving them, you know, that same treatment.
Well, I think Wayne's advice is sage.
Well, you know what, Mark, you also said something really interesting, because you said that a lot of times you're hearing all these horror stories about people abusing power, and so you're exposed to a lot of that, so it's hard to say that. But at the same time, if you're a police officer, you're being put in situations where you're seeing the world disproportionately. You're seeing the world as 90% scumbag.
Right, lots of criminals.
Yeah, and so you tend, as a police officer, if you put yourself in their place, you tend to look at the whole world differently than you would if you were a citizen who wasn't dealing with scumbags all the time.
Yeah, but that's not an excuse for misbehavior.
No, absolutely. I agree with that.
This is like, it reminds me of working in retail. Even if you get a lousy customer that comes up to the counter and is just treating you like trash and you get very upset, you've got to have a smile on your face for that next customer. Just because they're another customer doesn't mean that they're going to be a bad one. And so I wish more cops would take that attitude when it comes to
people.
Us.
Yeah. Well, they have to they have to willingly choose that attitude, whereas a store clerk that doesn't take that attitude is going to be fired in short order. Whereas a cop that has a bad attitude towards his constituents, because they're not really customers, he's probably going to get away with it for years.
Yeah, nothing happens to them. That's part and parcel of how they work. But I try to look at cops as people. I try to look at cops as a guy who's in a, you know, shiny suit with a flashy badge. They're people that have been told that they have authority. I don't personally believe that they actually do, because, again, you can't grant someone something that you don't have to grant in the first place. And since we're all equal, theoretically at least, I'd like to think that. Since we're all equal as men and women, then we don't have authority over one another. Wayne, you don't have more authority than Mark or I. I don't have more authority than either of you. So I can't grant to Mark some authority I don't have in order to rule over you, Wayne. It just doesn't work. And if you and I want to get together, Wayne, we can't together grant Mark a bunch of authority either. We just don't have it to do. So I try to remember that when I'm dealing with the police, that these are just people too. They're people with problems. They're people with family issues, problems with their spouse. And you just have to remember that, because they don't want you to remember that. They want you to think they're in charge. Oh, of course they are. They've got the gun. But they want you to think they're an authority figure. They want you to forget that they're just somebody wearing a uniform. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udad.com. udadd.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by going and buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. 41 categories to shop in, all sorts of different products. You're going to need to do the shopping anyway. Why bother leaving the house? Why bother going and fighting the crowds and the shopping centers and all that? You can order online at amazon.freetalklive.com. Feel good because you got a pretty good deal, and hopefully free Super Saver shipping. A lot of their items have that as an option. And finally, the number one reason, of course, in my mind, is that, well, a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. So there's really no reason not to. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And you know what? Here's a shopping tip for those of you that might be new to internet shopping. If you feel the need to go and hold a product in your hand or go and test a product, use the big box stores for that. Go out, test the products, and then come back and buy it at Amazon.freetalklive.com because we get a cut, and that's a good thing. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones. And to the fun, it is Owen in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Owen.
Hey, I called you in last time. I advocated everyone paying and loose change.
Paying fines and that sort of thing. Right.
You guys remember that?
Yes.
Well, something you guys said after I'd hung up mistakenly was that you'd warned me to be aware that they may ask for my name and address and all the roll of the coins.
Mm-hmm. That's what Mark said, yes.
So I unrolled all the coins.
They don't understand. Well, he just gave them a big pile of coins.
Yes, and they refused.
They refused the coins?
Yes.
I bet they did.
What did they tell you, though? I mean, you were trying to make the payment. You what?
Well, they said, well, they have to be rolled. The bank won't accept them unless they roll them. I said,
roll them.
Because I'm not paying the bank, I'm paying the state.
Hmm. Then what?
Well, then I asked for them to give me some sort of officiating signature stating that the coins have to be rolled.
Okay.
I needed somebody to give it to me in writing. And assign it, saying that they had to be rolled. They refused to do that.
So how much was the fine that you were paying, anyway?
It was $303.
Good God, that's a lot of pennies. How did you bring
that
in there?
It wasn't pennies. It was mixed coins.
Oh, okay.
That's even more fun for guys.
Did you use that this money is legal tender and good for all debts, public and private?
Yes.
And what'd they say to that?
Well, it has to be rolled.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
Here's a mistake I did make.
Okay.
I left $133 rolled, and I did use three $1 bills. So they accepted the rolled coins and the three $1 bills.
Okay.
They refused the rest.
What are you going to do now?
I went in the next day with a witness, and they threatened to call the police on me.
They're going to call the police.
Why? Because you're harassing them?
For bringing change into the building?
Well, no. Attempting to pay the debt with loose change.
Very strange.
Wait, what would the charge be? Disorderly conduct or something?
Well, I don't know. I talked to a former Snohomish County sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
The sheriff's deputy. And he said that if he had been called out to the scene, he would have laughed at the guys and told them, hey, listen, you guys either accept the money or write it off.
Well, you found a good one there.
So now, you paid a portion of the fine, but
yes.
What are they expecting from you now? What are they demanding out of you at this point? Are they saying that you've still got X amount of days to settle this up, or where do you currently stand with them?
Well, their claim is that I had to have paid this by Saturday, last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I went in there last Thursday and Friday, but they're still saying I owe $167. Well, I have it in a bucket, in a coin, and on Friday when I went in with a witness, they told me that they were going to have me and the witness sit down and talk to a judge about this.
Good. Bring it on.
And then the guy goes back, because he said it was going to happen right then. The guy goes back, disappears for a couple of minutes, then he comes back and says, we're not going to roll the coins for you. Get out of here or we're calling the police.
You know, as though a judge is just going to walk right up and be able to help you. Come on. It takes months to be able to see one of those guys. They're busy napping in their office or whatever.
But they're not going
to
roll the coins for you. They're going to roll the coins for themselves. You're just giving them the coins. It should be their responsibility to roll the damn coins.
They're not going to do any work.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I don't know what advice to give, because it's clear that they don't have to take them if they don't want to, because they're the government.
They do.
Why don't you buy some hot dog rolls and put them in hot dog rolls? Put them on the desk. They're rolled.
I was going to take butcher paper and roll it up like a giant joint.
I'm not saying that that you don't have some kind of legal leg to stand on, because I think you do. I'm just saying they don't have to, otherwise they would have. Do you understand? Like the way they have to draw breath or die, they don't have to.
Well, a guy at UPS where I work with, back when we accepted cash, was fired. When somebody, because we've had CODs, he went up and delivered a package that was COD, and somebody gave him a bucket full of dimes.
Oh, God.
And he said, no, we can't accept that. And when he got word back that he didn't accept the bucket of dimes, he was fired.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, he didn't work for the government.
Yeah, it was the private sector.
Now I wonder, you know, if you went in there and they refused your payment, because that's essentially what they've done. You've come in with the money that they're demanding from you, and they refused your payment. Would you be able to get any way to, you know, I know you brought the witness in, and I suppose that would be good enough as opposed to bringing in a video camera or having them sign an affidavit or something like that.
I have it on video.
You do have it on video?
The audio side, I don't actually have, it's not a real good video, and the audio kind of sucks because my cameraman, who was my witness, wasn't top notch.
Gotcha. That's unfortunate, because that sounds like it'd be a great YouTube video or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, I plan on videotaping it myself at the end of the month when I go in to pay my criminal ticket.
So you're going to try this again?
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, is it going to be the same? Is it the clerk of court that you're going into to pay this at?
The circuit court, yes.
The
local court.
Evergreen. It's the same bureaucracy then. So they've already seen you, and now you're going to come see them again with more coinage.
Oh, yes, but this time I'm going to make sure it's $300. Make sure it's all loose and mixed.
Awesome.
They can't wait to see you.
By the way, I have a question for you. Is it crowded there when you go there, or is it like nobody there and they're twiddling their thumbs?
Well, when I went out on Thursday, it was really crowded. And then when I went out on Friday, my brother and I, who was my witness and my cameraman, we were the only people there.
Oh, boy.
What's the relevance of the question, Wayne?
Well, I was just wondering whether they're... is he truly wasting their time, or are they just sitting around pushing papers?
Yeah, they could be counting coins, and I'd rather have coins and dollar bills anyway, even though they're crummy metal now.
Let's put it this way. It took me so long to earn that payment, to earn that money, they can take that time to count it.
That's right.
Man, I'm like you, Mark. I don't know really what to say in this particular case.
There's
I just
not any real advice that we as talk show hosts can give in this particular circumstance. Right. It makes great radio talking about it, though. I think, can tell you that.
I think it's great civil disobedience.
It's actually civil obedience, isn't it? I mean, you're not really being disobedient. They're just the ones that are complaining about the coinage.
Yeah,
this is money just as any other money is.
It's a very subtle form, though, of civil disobedience because you're forcing them to work more than they want to receive your payment.
There's a bold Bible passage that says, "Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's."
Well, yeah, I don't know if I don't know if I think that Bible passage necessarily refers to giving back the United States government all of its money. I think that it was Jesus trying to slip the noose from the Sadducees' loaded question is what I think that means. But that's fine.
Please keep us informed on this, and good luck getting some better video footage next time, because I could see that going viral on YouTube. I think a lot of people would really enjoy seeing that, and it might inspire people. Because it's one thing to call Free Talk Live and claim that you did these things. It's another thing to actually have real
video is powerful.
Audio or video. Video, of course, would be the best. And,
I have a little bit of audio, and it's just, like I said, it's on the video, and it's just kind of soft, and they need to run it through, like, an amplifier.
Post it online. People will get inspired by this, and then other people will try to copycat you, and I think that could be a good thing. Thanks for the call, Owen. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Andy in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Have you seen the email that came out from Ron Paul in his campaign yesterday?
Is it about the shutout in Iowa?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, we talked about it last night on the show, and I guess the latest news, I'm sure you've heard this, Mark, is that, in case you don't know, Ron Paul, the sort of, the most pro-liberty candidate in the Republican running, he has been shut out from the next Iowa debate, which is coming at the end of this month, and turns out that the organizer behind the debate is one of John McCain's campaign coordinators.
Well, I don't know, but what does that mean? I mean, he invited Giuliani.
Well, you have to invite some people to make yourself look legitimate, but it means that they don't want Ron Paul there.
Certainly means that.
It looks like they invited everybody but Ron Paul. Because,
I think they had six people. I don't know what the list is, but
just because they have six people to say they're attending doesn't mean that's all they invited, though.
Right, yeah. McCain's not going to be there, neither is Giuliani. The only media frontrunner is going to be there is Romney.
Oh, by the way, I think it's also interesting to point out that the group that's behind this thing is the Fair Tax group, and it just goes to show that the Fair Tax people just don't care about small government. They're all about taxes. And if you want the details on this story, go to ronpaul2008.com. All the details on who you need to contact if you want to help out with this is right there. Andy, thanks for the call. Hour 2 is on the way. A little more about Canadian health care and your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.